This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Great mate debate. 2 people come in and they're together, and then by the time it's over,
we ruined it.
We've ruined everything. Tiak, what's happening today?
We have a lovely couple today, Jason and Michelle. They are working on their will. Do you have a will?
This is very strange. I do not have a will, and I definitely should.
Okay, well, they're working on it, and we're going to help them decide how they're splitting everything up.
Mm. Okay, Jason, you won the toss. You get to go first. And since you've already said yai.
Get on into it.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll go again. Yai.
Yai.
So what's the deal?
So me and my wife, we're putting the final... crossing the final T's and dotting the final I's on our will. It's been, an interesting process. The assets are going to be, divided in some way. And I think that this is the last little sticking point. It's a big one. We have 2 sons. One of them's 24, one of them's 22. Our one son, Joe, has, a wife, a kid, a great job. That's the start of his career. I mean, he's always been kind of the head down, hard worker, really, really, proactive, positive guy. And then we have another son, Josh, who's had his problems, frankly. I mean, he's been in trouble with the law a couple times. I don't want to get too deep into that, but, he's had problems with substance abuse issues, and he's still struggling with it. It's been painful for the family. It's been hard on his brother. It's been hard on his mother. And it's something that I think needs to be addressed in the will, at least for the time being. I don't know how long this is going to go on. I don't know how long he's going to have these problems. I hope that he can get more help and get the support that he needs from us and from others. But until then, I can't see it being responsible if something tragic would happen to us and it's just split right down the middle.
He's so you're saying don't give him, because you think if he got a bunch of money all at once, you don't think that would drag him away from bad behavior. You think that would drive him towards bad behavior.
You know what I'm saying.
Okay.
Mm. Wow.
I was just, I mean, because sometimes it's like he's in bad behavior because he doesn't have the means to get away from it. I mean, that they're, yeah. Let's get Michelle in here. Michelle?
Yai.
First off, super patient to let your son name both of the children J names. got old Jason, Joe, Josh. What's
Dad,
your side
the dad
of this?
Dad did that. Me.
Go ahead. What's your side, Michelle?
So, listen, I get what Jason's saying, and I respect his view, but the problem is, God forbid anything happens to us and this will goes into effect. This would cause a huge rift between the two brothers, and they they'll already be mourning us, and they'll already be, you know, upset and sad, and then this will show them like Joe was our favorite, and that's not fair. They're equal boys. They chose different paths in their life. One, it may not be right, but he's had some issues and struggles. Do we want him on the therapist's couch the rest of his life if we left one more money than the other? To me, that's ridiculous. They're equal boys that we love and adore and raised, you know, practically the same way, and they should get an equal amount of money if, God forbid, we you know, die and our will is distributed to them because you can't keep it a secret. It's public knowledge, and they'll know the other one got more. It's not right. It's just wrong.
Okay, let me just jump in right away with the phone number, 303-222-5423, or text in at 51059. Her logic is sound as anything.
I know, but are you guaranteed an equal portion, or do your actions kind of dictate what you get? I mean, it's not really a I don't know. I've never really had this conversation with my parents about, because
do your parents have anything?
I mean,
do they have significant amounts that you think, do you think your parents are dividing it equally between, there's three of you, right?
So there's three of us. Yeah. And I think they are, but my dad has said that like he's had to pay for schooling for some of my sisters and stuff, and she's going to pay him back. And if she doesn't, that will come out of,
come out the top and what
of her
distributed
portion
to you?
I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that part. I didn't do the extra schooling.
There is that, so no, I understand.
Sure.
Like,
yeah, it's like because she kind of took a loan.
Yeah, so, she took a payment.
Right, and whereas I didn't. And there's other. I'm sure there's things that my dad's an accountant. He's got a spreadsheet. I'm sure of everything.
Yeah, he's
that
keeping track.
Yeah.
Well, I just need to ask you, Jason. Like,
yeah,
your argument is sound. I understand exactly what you're saying. You don't want to hand $100. Let's say your estate is worth $200,000, and it could be worth way more or way less. You don't want to hand Josh $100,000 because he'll go on a bender. But, and I know you're going to be dead, so you won't know what's happening. But do you really want Joe and Josh to never talk to each other again because Joe got $150 and he got $50? You know what I'm saying? Like, could you, I don't want to say, could you live with yourself? Cause you can't, cause you're dead. But like,
knowing that you are creating a fight for
you're literally creating sort of,
but are they creating it, or are they, is it
or
a
did,
reaction
or did
to
Josh create it?
Right. I don't know. That's cause I don't know that you're,
I mean, look, there's more than one solve around this thing, but I'm just thinking in the immediate, once this thing is done, then if something happens, it triggers. And at this time in his life, my son just isn't capable of being able to handle that responsibility. And Michelle knows that.
I think he's doing a lot better. And how do you give someone a gift and then tell them how they're going to spend it? I think he's going to do well in life and improve as he has been. And, you know, you roll the dice and that's it. If he's going to use drugs, whether or not he has money or not, you know.
It's harder to do drugs when you don't have money. I'm not trying to take his side, Michelle. I'm just saying, have you guys ever watched any of those lottery shows where it's like, they all of a sudden win all the lottery and they just.
We were talking about it the other night. Exactly that. Exactly the lottery conundrum.
You think you'll get money and your life will be better, and it's just like all your problems just have more means to make them happen.
Right.
Wow.
This boy, if we don't do equal for each brother, this boy will feel like he just could never, you know, add
He's
up
just,
to
yeah,
our expectations.
Never good enough.
He'll always feel inadequate. He'll always feel like he was never good enough. It's wrong.
Oh,
it's
man,
morally wrong.
Well,
like he's the younger of the two kids. He got spoiled way more than Joe did, and we're paying for that. We're paying for that now.
That's what I'm wondering.
I don't agree.
Whether it's unfair for Josh or not. But what about Joe, the one who has
the
his
prodigal
life?
Son?
He's made the right decisions.
The
he's
right.
kept
son.
His head down.
And now he might be in charge of keeping the younger brother together.
Yeah, so maybe.
He's much more responsible. He's much, and by the way, he's a very fair person. I mean, that's a potential solve here.
Oh, jeez. You know? But you can't. Oh. Hey, guys, hang on. We're going to get a jury, so don't move. We'll let you interact with them as well. Let's see. I have never, ever agreed wholeheartedly with both people as much as I do right now.
Yeah.
Neither one of them is wrong. You cannot. Uh-huh. You're what? 303-222-5423. I defy you to say one of them's wrong. They're not wrong.
Right. I think they both make good points. And I don't know. Have people been through this? I mean, it's like a taboo thing. I've never talked about it other than that conversation with my dad just about the loans he's given my sisters and stuff. But it's never like, you don't go up and be like, hey, so when you die, like, how much am I getting? You know, because you just like, I don't care about that. I just want you alive. I don't want to worry about that.
And if you're asking that, you're getting nothing.
Exactly. So it's just does this happen a lot? Is it standard to just divide it equally? And
I think you're allowed to make concessions based on the things you've done for them in their life. But you guys decide, do they divide the money between the kids or does the good kid get more? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're in the middle of a great mate debate. We have Michelle and Jason fighting over their own will.
Mm-hmm.
They have two boys, Joe and Josh. You don't have to remember all these names, but basically one is a good kid. They're both good kids.
One is suffering a little bit, has some
one's taken the quote unquote proper path.
Yeah.
Married kids, blah, blah, blah. The other one has just kind of had some troubles. So dad wants to like not split the money evenly. Give the good kid who will do good things with the money more money. And mom's like, if we don't split it evenly, our family will be divided the moment we die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's, Jason, Michelle, feel free to jump in with anybody. We're naming everybody J names because, no, I'm just kidding. Sandy.
Hi.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on the dad's side. Mm-hmm. Both sides, I get it. I'm a mom. But I think you have to be so careful with that and maybe put some stipulations in there and absolutely sit down with both of them and talk about it. It's a weird thing to talk about, but you have to sit down with them and talk about this is what we're going to do, this is what we have, and there's stipulations because that is love. Showing your kids love. I mean, you don't just hand them money when they have issues. You can't do that. It will enable bad behavior if there is any, I think. So I'm on his side.
That's what I've been saying. Mm. I've been saying the same thing.
All right. Thank you, Sandy.
Definitely, if you're going to go that route, give them a heads up that like, hey, you're not.
I do agree with that. Finding out for the first time that, quote, your parents loved one of you more than the other at the probate.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think that's what it means. I think, Michelle, if he wins today, you have to understand, when they read it and go, he gets 75, you get 25, it doesn't mean, you can stipulate in there, it's like, this doesn't mean we love you less. Like, it just means...
No, we would obviously talk to them, but still, they're equal. We're dead. Who cares? We're dead. What does it matter? Whether one uses drugs or the other does, as long as they have each other, and they love each other, and they're with each other, and the rest of their life.
They're both our children.
You give them equal.
Okay.
You stumbled on part of the problem here. Wait a second. Don't call it winning. I mean, once you start calling it winning, then we're getting into the whole, like, my wife, as a competitive individual, doesn't want to lose.
You're right. So, okay. Yeah. Let's just keep going. Ron?
Yay!
Whose side are you on?
I am definitely on her side.
Why?
This was going to happen to my wife with her sister, and my wife makes a lot more money than her sister, so they were going to give it all to her sister. And I'm telling you, it will cause extreme resentment between the two.
And like, you have your own money, so you don't get any of ours when we die?
Exactly. Whoa. And it's going to—I guarantee you it will cause resentment, and I guarantee you that he's going to see it, that Josh is going to see it as they loved him more, or he won. And it's obvious to me, just listening to it, that the father's favorite is the other boy.
Absolutely.
That's not true. Mm-hmm. That's not true.
It's absolutely true. You can tell by the way you talk about how he's so responsible and he
is
can take care of Josh. And actually my parents were gonna do the same thing too, because I make a lot more money than my brother or my sister. But my mother insisted that no, it's straight up equal for everyone.
Right, it doesn't matter.
It does.
Yeah,
okay.
So I would do it just to be fair, 50-50, and that would be my advice. It's going to cause resentment.
This is our money. I mean, if we wanted to go and buy, 40 RVs and, send them to space.
Yeah, then let's do that. Jason. Let's go buy nonsense and leave them nothing. Let's do that instead, because otherwise I don't want to do this.
I'm obviously, exemplifying a point, but it's irresponsible to completely communicating. Yes. Discussing it. Yes. Even want their feedback for sure. But I'm even thinking that Josh would say, I think you're right on some level. He's at least that much self-aware.
Is there any truth to what everybody's saying about you liking Joe more?
None. Zero.
And it's not everybody. That he likes him more, but he always praises him more since he's a boy. He's exactly what Jason wanted when he wished for his son. And do you think that Josh doesn't sort of get the innuendo of that since he's a little boy? Of course he does, and that's probably why he has a lot of problems. And once even his therapist said something to me like that.
You're pointing that finger at me like, don't paint me with that brush. That's ridiculous. I'm not the one with the substance abuse issues. Unfortunately, our son has those issues, and it's unfortunate. It's not a pleasant thing to go through. I hesitate talking about it because I don't want to hurt his feelings. So just factor that in. I mean, let's not treat everyone like they're in the fifth grade. I don't have a favorite. I love my kids equally.
Okay, well, let's get another one in here. Let's do Mara.
Yay.
Yay. Whose side are you on?
I am on the dad's side. And the only reason being is that the mom is saying that it's going to cause a fight between the brothers, and it does not have to. When my dad died, I was left 90% and my brother got 10%, and he doesn't hold that against me. We don't fight about that.
What?
That's out of our control.
That's a big difference.
It's not so much a fight, but there'll be that thing that's always sitting there, and they need to just feel that they were equally loved and equally our sons, and however they spend their money when they have it. Listen, this may never even come to be. Maybe we're going to live to such a ripe old age, and we're going to spend every last cent of it. Who cares? I just don't. It's just so controlling, Jason. It's too controlling.
Thank you for the call, Mark. I don't know how you get 90-10. Like,
I would probably be
I got a little problem with that.
Yeah.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes.
She could split her stuff 50-50 if she wants, and he can split his how he wants.
But if you're married, it's your stuff,
Mara. But we own everything together. So yeah. Great idea.
There's a lot, but mathematically, there's a ton of salt. Limitless.
Tiek, you took all the calls. I mean, as of right now, on the air, he's the winner. Is that the way it shakes out?
The callers were tied. Callers were exactly even. Texts are going back and forth. A lot of people saying you could set up like a trust or something for the son.
So he has to meet thresholds to get it.
Or one texter said, like, give the one son more money with the expectation that he'll help out his brother if he's not using, kind of let the brothers. But let the brothers kind of take care of each other in a way.
You have one brother taking care of the other.
Yeah,
feels one-sided.
That's not fair.
All right. Well, if you guys are buying RVs and handing them out, we'll
stop on by. Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
It is time for news or nope. Mm-hmm. Now, I want everybody to know that at 10:03 this morning, I was like, news or nope needs an intro.
Oh.
And by 10:37, I had knocked this out.
News. News. No. News. is old news.
Help! Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Wow. Oh,
I love it. I love it. I'm so happy.
Get used to it. My jingles will be featured all over this biatch.
Can I make a comment, though?
Yeah.
I'm just very surprised. I thought the no portion was going to be the lower because of the whole no thing that we do with Roy Kent.
So are you wanting me to go back in and change it and go, news? No, I could.
Yeah. It just makes sense to me. I don't know.
News, nope, and notes, apparently.
But did you hear the very...
It was beautiful.
The very last no. Here, I'm
it
just going to start
it. It was very high.
It's...
Who did that? Not you.
It's all me.
No way.
Yes, that's all me.
News. No. No.
Okay, they're too loud.
News. News.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
You see how hope and nope rhymes?
Ah. Yeah. I love it. I love it. I'm so happy. A real jingle.
It's a real jingle. Sooner or later, there will be new. I'll start news or nope today. Sooner or later, in fact, tomorrow we'll be debuting our.
We'll see.
Tomorrow it's happening because you've had a full effing week. Tomorrow we debut the. Will you be angry at something tomorrow? Do you think?
Probably. Yeah. 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 Bet on it. I'll make it a point.
Tomorrow debuts T-Hack, teed off with T-Hack.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. There was going to be a jingle off. It looks like it'll just be my jingle because Aaron is a procrastination monster.
I had a lot going on this week.
So did I.
Yeah. When did you finish yours? What day was that? Do you remember?
I did mine. This was done in literally 30 minutes. And now that I hear it on the radio station, I don't like it as much. So I do have to remix some stuff.
It
sounds so great in my studio at home. So I'll have to, like, the vocals are too hot and blah, blah, blah. Mm. But, I did my teed up for T-Hack Sunday night.
Okay. So you've been sitting on it for a while.
Very far into Sunday, day of football, and all the things that go along with it. So my teed off for T-Hack is fueled by
okay,
shame, regret, and maker's mark. News or nope, who's going first today? I leave it to you two. Let's have you fight it out. Who's going?
Ladies first. I went yesterday, too, so you go ahead.
Okay, great. So there is a...
No!
There is a mysterious plant in Rio de Janeiro.
There's a what?
Mysterious plant.
Okay.
In Rio that is playing music. The plant is playing music. There is music coming from a plant.
We only need one show on the radio station that says the same thing three times.
You know, a plant is something that grows out of the ground. You got to give it water sometimes.
I'm going nope. I do want to hear it, but I just...
How is it possible?
This is one of those teases that drives me nuts. Okay, news. Have a point. What?
Well, there was someone, a pianist, hiding in a plant.
Oh my God! You know what?
They were outside. They were chilling in the plant, just playing their piano.
Okay.
And everyone was just like, "What is going on? There is music coming from a plant." So, upon investigation, they found him. He packed up everything and left before they could even see him.
Wow!
So I just want everybody to know.
Banksy of plant musicians.
I'm not doing it anymore. Today's the last day I fall for her stupid teases. Even if we're all going, ooh, I kind of want to know what that is. Just know that trust me, if I say nope, you'll thank me later because the payoff was nothing. It was nothing.
Yeah, that was. It's nothing.
One for Aaron. Go ahead, Hack.
Today's a very special day. It's Talk Like a Pirate Day.
News!
Ahoy, mateys!
Arg!
I have a list here of
some...
Arg! Yeah, that's good. Arg can be used for anything good or bad.
Arg!
There you go. Ahoy is hello.
Are you going to have your jingle tomorrow? Arg! Aaron, say arg!
Wait, what's the one you just said? It could be...
Ahoy?
No.
Arg.
Okay.
Arg! Arg can be anything. Ahoy is hello.
Hello?
Grog? Do we know what grog is?
Oh, I do know what a grog is.
Grog is...
Is that a beer? A drink? No.
Yeah, a pirate's favorite drink. Yep.
Yeah.
Alas?
Alas is like, oh no.
Well, I said it weird.
Or
lass
like therefore.
Is a woman. Lass is a woman. Jack is a sailor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. What else is there? Scallywag.
That's an Aaron.
It's a bad person.
Someone who sleeps with a lot of... Oh.
A scoundrel. Mm. Sure.
Also Aaron.
Yeah, these are good. Matey. Just a
matey,
friend.
Your buddy.
Yeah.
Hi, guys, matey.
You're good at this.
Arg.
Yeah, you know.
Well, I've lived through a few Talk Like a Pirate days there, heck.
I see.
Are there any discounts at any pirate stores that we can maybe hit?
Because
yesterday was like Burger Day.
Yeah.
And I labored over it and I didn't go get a burger. Did anybody get a burger?
No.
No.
Damn it. It was no, it's not Burger Day. It was Cheeseburger
Day.
Burger.
Yeah. Very specific.
Cheeseburger.
Mm.
It is one apiece on News Woo. Or Nope.
All yes. right.
Where you at, Aaron?
There is a specific age that men give up something. Do I keep going?
No, I'm contemplating if it's News or Nope. Will you tell us if I say nope?
If you're curious, I guess. No.
No. What? Just what?
There's a specific age where men give up something, and it's the age is 46.
46?
And they give up.
Trying.
Basically. Yes.
Is that it? Oh.
They give up trying to be trendy and cool.
Shut up.
They
really?
Stopped caring about, like,
46?
Being in great. Yeah.
That's older than I thought it would be. I thought it would
be... Yeah, no kidding, T-Hack.
Yeah, whatever.
However old I was 6 years ago.
Yeah. Hack is like, well, that was like 26 for me. I just gave it up.
I'm surprised.
All right, I'm giving her a point because we had to know. 2-1.
Well, if you're looking to save money, a good way to recoup some of the money you're spending is to pay attention to what you're spending on. We spend $50 a week on... Who knows what? Just literally, we don't.
Oh, yeah, that's news.
We don't know. It's just gone. So
wait, that wasn't a tease?
No, that's it. That's it.
That's the whole story?
Yeah.
Nope.
What?
No,
you said it.
No,
you said
because you. I thought you were like on, and then it was going to be a mystery, and we had to like do what Aaron did.
Who knows
then,
what?
Like,
no, that's not a question. We don't know. $200
it's
a
gone.
Month. Miscellaneous stuff that we just don't keep track of.
Yeah, I see that.
I need you to understand, you get no points. For that story.
News. News.
Sing along.
Nope. Nope. News.
Oh, we're going to have to work this out. Where we go.
Our only real hope is to decide this is news or nope.
This will get better tomorrow, I promise.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Yeah. Who's in?
I'm in, but I don't want to be in.
No. I think it's good.
Celibacy is good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all.
Can I just say this, Aaron?
Yeah.
That's like the most ridiculous thing. That's the most unfair thing in the world.
Why?
Because it's like someone who just did a major heroin bender going, I think we should outlaw drugs. It's like you just like.
I'm not saying that at all. I do think that we and me especially need to slow down on the hookups on the first date thing. So that's where I view celibacy.
Well, you're the Gen Z is celebrating celibacy, like 43%.
I'm bringing celibacy back. Yeah, no, you just I said it wrong.
Yeah, that was rough.
Yeah, we can
celibacy back. Yeah.
Why is he so nasally?
I don't because like, I think he's trying throaty? To do like an accent, but he's doing no, more like
the sexy back. The
I know, but
no,
the robot.
It sounded almost Jamaican.
You're doing it more like. He's doing it. Who's the one rapper? Yeah, like, yeah, it's not Shaggy. It's like
no.
That. That's Shaggy.
Yeah.
You're
it's
doing,
just supposed to be robotic.
Did you know that's not actually his voice?
Somebody said that. Yeah. It's like his real voice is like.
He doesn't have an accent. He just got stuck with it. Who is that man?
Who are we talking about? The one
Shaggy.
I'm saying.
Is Shaggy? It?
Shaggy's the one. Yeah, that's not his real voice.
He just he pretends to have that like. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and he had his huge hits in that voice and was like, well,
this is me now.
I guess I'm stuck with this.
I'm stuck with it. Yeah, that's what.
Huh.
All right.
All right.
More you know.
Well, Sebalacy, he's brought Sebalacy back, apparently. I'm bringing Sebalacy back.
Yeah. Get Timberland on it. It'll sound all right, okay?
Timberland? Dude, do
what?
You have a brain cell working? You mean Timberlake?
No.
Timbaland made the beat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were doing, because Sexy Back is Timberlake.
Yeah, and Timbaland did the beat.
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
the more you know.
They got all the timbers together.
Okay.
It's going
Shiver
down.
Me timbers.
I'm yelling timber. Do you think that our popularity is going up with people who have ADD and down with everyone else?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know that it can go down, to be fair.
I'm just curious, like, you're saying that because you feel like you've done a lot recently, but like, do you genuinely think, I think celibacy is great for some people.
Yeah.
But I just, it just feels like, I don't know how to say this without coming off as rude, but it's like so many people just see what other people are doing and do the opposite. Not because they want to do the opposite. They're just going, well, everyone else is having fun doing this. I'm going to do the other because I'm unique. And it's like choosing celibacy. Like we as a species have thrived on the anti-celibacy thing. That's what we do.
Yeah, but there's, I mean, you have dipped your toe in the dating scene. It's trash. Man, it is.
No, it's the dating apps are terrible.
Yeah. And I think, I don't know, it makes sense to me to like not.
But what?
I thought it seems more like a response to the dating app culture of just the hookup culture is like, maybe we should, like, we got a little too far that way. Maybe we should bring it back.
But don't you still want relations? Like, would you?
Sure. But if we have relations on the first date, I'm going to get attached. And
that's you.
I think it's a lot of people. Yes, I am one of them. I'm the leader of the group.
I feel
attachment
like
crew.
Yeah, that's a lot. I think it's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Guys, too. I think there's more guys. They just don't. I'm one of them, but you just wouldn't want to admit
you
it.
Because
it's not cool. Like, guys, no, I'm a stud. It's like, no. I would get attached. Like,
immediately.
It's like a big thing.
From having relations one time.
Yeah, I think it's a big. I think it's a big thing.
Huh. Okay, so have you? Okay, has everybody in here had a one night stand? What?
Yes, I think so. Just one. I get attached.
Even now?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I thought right when you dipped your toe.
Oh no!
You never dipped your toe, by the way.
No, I jumped
yeah,
in.
I was like, high dive.
Going for gold.
You have or haven't?
I have. Yeah, okay. I have before, and it's always it's never. What it is in your head. You think it's going to be awesome and cool, and that's just what I need, man. Like, I'm living life, and then it happens, and you're like, I shouldn't have done that.
I feel gross.
Yeah, I feel gross. Yeah. I feel awkward.
That was my personal experience.
Yeah, now you're like, hey, you got to leave. It's just, it's not good.
So when you've had a one-night stand, did you know ahead of time that it was going to be a one-night stand? I'm assuming you didn't, Aaron, because you always want to be attached.
Yeah.
But you've never, like, right after a breakup, gone out and, like, because, like, women could walk up to a guy and you could go, listen, I want to get over somebody, so I'll get under you, but understand this, like, you got to be dressed and out the door within 90 seconds.
Mm.
Like, you got to go. If I say go, you got to go. Like that you could do. Guys can't do that. We got to pretend I'm staying forever. I'm gonna move in. I'm gonna fix your sink, and we're like, we have to lie and then sneak out.
Well, don't say that though, because what? I'm gonna get attached.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
We want to talk about concert catastrophes because concerts are great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Concerts are fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Concerts are places to bond and see your favorite artists and just bleh.
It's an experience.
But sometimes something somehow goes wrong.
Yes.
The band is terrible. Like just
the
recently.
The band gets in a fight.
That just, I mean, did you see that?
Yeah, that was oh, yeah. bad.
What is going on? First off, hey, Perry Farrell, like you're not big.
Yeah, chill.
Yeah. What band is it? Because Dave Navarro's in it, but I know him.
It's Jane's Addiction.
Okay, he's on the Tattoo Show.
That's where I mostly know him
My
from.
My God, you guys. He's been in the Chili Peppers.
That line works terrible. He's been,
I mean, they duked it out. And so then, I don't know how far into the show they were. If they were, because that was the end of it.
There's like a few seasons of the Tattoo Show.
Do you understand that we're doing concert catastrophes? We're not doing, what's your favorite episode of Tattoo, whatever? Kat Von D's, is that the show?
I think they're different.
It's called The Ink Master.
Yeah.
What's Kat Von D's show? Oh no. 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 I'm
Full
not getting
sucked out.
No, we're talking about no. No. Don't
LA Inc. Sorry. Okay. I needed to know.
Okay. We want to hear your concert. So again, it could be lots of different things. The band imploded on stage. I remember seeing did Kelsea Ballerini open up for Jonas?
Yes. Because it was Dr. Phil's son and then Kelsea Ballerini and that.
It was not a concert catastrophe. It was incredible.
It was.
However.
It was close.
When Kelsea came out on stage.
Literally.
A quarter of an inch from one of the biggest yard sales ever witnessed at Red Rocks. She missed a step. Wearing like the high heels and everything. And you know how it is when you're walking down the stairs and you're carrying like laundry or whatever. And you're like, there's one more step and there's not. And you do that like, or you think you're on the bottom and there is one more step. It was that.
Yeah.
No.
And she was like.
Oh gosh.
It was
so scared for her.
She's coming in hot. I mean, if the artist gets hurt on stage, who would like, well, I mean, that happened to Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
He did an entire Foo Fighters tour on that stupid throne of guitars because
he broke his leg or
he
something.
He fell off the stage.
Yeah.
Which, it's pretty scary. Like to be up there, it's so dark. That's the other thing. Like people don't realize or whatever. Maybe they do, but it's so bright. You can't see out into the. It's a lot
like. I mean, there's like T-Pain falling with the auto tune. One of my favorite
videos.
That's
Travis Scott.
Oh, it's Travis Scott. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Well, like in Post Malone, somebody opened up the thing in the stage that he comes out of, and they never closed it. So then he's walking around, and he's just like,
"Oh yeah,
magic show." Where did he go? This is where Taylor got the idea to dive under the stage. He's like, "Post it." All right, so these were all examples of the artist something happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like Aaron and I have an example of a concert catastrophe.
Yeah.
We went to see Louis Tomlinson. My daughter is a huge One Direction fan.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went up there. That was the national news story of baseball-sized hail. No, it was golf ball, really.
Yeah. It was just a lot of it.
Golf ball-sized hail hitting Red Rocks.
Wow,
I have pictures of me bleeding profusely from my head.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
My Tesla was totaled.
Yeah, my sister's Prius was totaled.
Just try to go see a show.
Yeah.
You come home all bloody and they're like, was there a mosh pit at the One Direction show?
And he never even played.
Yeah.
Oh, he never even got out there.
No. And they made a zigzag. I know you're kind of lazy. They made a zigzag up and down. They're like, all right, everybody get out of Red Rocks. And we all get out of Red Rocks. And they're like, all right, we come back in. We come back in. We're like, all right, everybody get out. And you're like, come on.
Come on, make up your mind. I already zigged. I zagged.
Then the hail said zag. Hard.
Yeah.
Get up.
It's bad.
All right, so these were some examples. I'm sure everybody in the room, since Aaron goes to 3 concerts a week, she's probably got some, but we want to hear your concert catastrophes. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
Yeah, I got barfed on at Halsey and then...
Okay, so that's another level.
But at that same concert, I almost got in a fist fight with that cigarette mom.
What's a cigarette mom?
Oh, you know. When you see him, you're like, that's a cigarette mom.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, but like I've been peed on at concerts too.
Oh gosh.
What? Really?
Well, it was like you
these One Direction shows are out of control.
No, it was like
Harry spit on me.
I guarantee you Aaron's been peed on, pooped on, like cuz you go to festivals.
I've only been to one and I had like my festival experience is ruined because I was so spoiled. I was backstage VIP. Okay. So like I didn't.
I worked my way to like fourth row for Sunday number one at Folsom Field with like Van Halen, Metallica, like all these guys. But when you're there, you're not gonna move.
No, you're stuck there.
But you're there for 8 hours.
Yeah. Oh man.
So then at a certain point, some guy who drank a lot of beer was like, "Well, I'm not leaving."
Oh no.
And he starts to pee on the ground. Well, that's not gonna be a problem, except they didn't want to ruin Folsom Field.
Right.
So they covered it in a tarp.
Oh,
so we're standing on a tarp.
Oh no.
And it's like all of a sudden you're that. And you're like, and it's just hot pee raining up onto your legs.
And it's not getting absorbed into the ground.
No, it's just bouncing.
Oh my gosh.
And it's bouncing, and he's horse peeing.
Jump.
He's peeing hard. He peed so hard. It was so bad. It's just hot pee.
Oh, he couldn't have been the only one either. It's
no, I'm
be
sure
just,
it was happening a lot.
It's just a sea.
You were going to leave.
It's literally just a mass puddle.
No, I peed into bottles like a normal person. You finish a beer, you fill it back up.
Okay. All right.
Gross.
Do you have any other stories, Aaron?
I almost got slapped at Leonard Skinner by like a drunk middle-aged man.
How old are you?
I was like 14.
By a cigarette dad.
I was like 14 at the time. We were front row and no band was on stage.
First off, when Leonard Skinner comes out in any time now, there's no band on stage then. There's not a single surviving actual member.
Valid.
I'm adjacently cousined to one of the guys. But like, it's not.
I know, but like literally they were setting up or just waiting for them and this really drunk man was like, are you excited? Are you ready? And just like flailing around. And I was like, can you not? Please.
Have you peed on the tarp yet? We're all
so
doing
fun.
It.
It's like scatter drill.
Ew.
What was my other one? I had one more and I've forgotten it.
The other thing that I'm really into the Pretty Reckless right now, which is Taylor Momsen. I don't know if you guys know who she is.
No idea.
She was bit by a bat on stage.
She was?
Yeah.
Isn't she Cindy Lou Who?
Yeah, that's her.
Oh yeah, okay.
Oh really?
Yeah.
From the original Jim Carrey one?
Yeah, the Jim Carrey Grinch.
Does she still look like that? Does she look like Cindy Lou Who?
She's more punk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll remember my other one. I've had lots of concert catastrophes. Tiek, do you have any, or you're just like...
I saw Luke Bryan once. Country.
That's a catastrophe.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Perfect. Thanks, man. That sucks.
Best caller.
There you go.
You can finish.
No, I mean, that's kind of it. It poured rain the entire time, but they did not call
rain
off the show.
Makes corn.
So it got, and I was panicked the whole time. I'm wearing my new Jordans, the True Blue 3s, 2011 release. And I was panicked the whole time. We're all like bunkered in underneath. And finally, he sings the song, Rain is a Good Thing.
Okay.
And it was like, you know what?
It is a good thing.
Screw it. And we all just went out in the rain, and it was just everyone soaked, pouring. We had our shirts off.
You don't know how to tell a good story. I got a story. My other concert catastrophe is not me, and I'll tell it in a minute, but it's like I know a guy who overdosed on drugs at a concert.
Oh.
But they weren't his drugs.
We know a guy, right?
Yes,
we
do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep.
All right, so if you've got a concert catastrophe, we'd love to hear yours. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about catastrophes of the concert type.
Mm-hmm.
Tiek once went to a country concert.
Brutal.
He's so mad at us. Buddy, it's amazing. I don't think I could sit through Luke Bryan. I went to Morgan Wallen. I went to Zach Bryan. It's Luke Bryan. Just like, I love you. You're not even saying anything. It's just this brutal beatdown right now. Okay, Robert.
Yay.
Concert catastrophe. What happened?
Well, we were in California at the Del Mar Fair. REO Speedwagon, just had met my ex-wife, young, and we're down at the front. We got there early. Speakers are big back in the day, and they're loud, and the vibration of the speakers. And I look over, and she's getting dizzy, And so she passes out. So I get her, and I'm walking up the stairs out of the Del Mar Fair, and I find this, feel this warm sensation running down my body.
Oh, no.
Mm. She was hot, you so. Said.
His little giggle.
That was, you know, then I married her.
Yeah, well, that's, it wasn't all bad.
Thank you for the call, man.
Thanks, Robert.
That is so gross. I forgot to. I said I was going to tell the story real quick.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We had a friend of show.
Oh yeah.
Went to the porta potty at a festival, mm-hmm. and while he was at the porta potty, looked down.
Awesome.
Just outside the porta potty. Yeah. If you find it inside the porta potty,
never look down.
Yeah, never look down inside the porta potty. Just found a little baggie of drugs and was like, "Well, what is this powder?
Let's find out."
And went ahead and did it.
Yep.
Oh man.
And it was not a powder to be taken in the quantity that he took it in. So he had about 4 feet outside of the porta potty,
and then just
to like alert authorities that he was in distress.
Yeah. He made it, though.
He did. So, he is alive. Yeah. And now he only does things that he knows what's in the baggie. What's in the bag? Lacey?
Yay.
Yay. Concert catastrophe. What happened to you?
So just recently, I took my daughter to see Junaid Aiko, and the guy behind me was drunk. And where I was sitting, I couldn't see. So first he dropped his vape, and it hit me in my head. Then I was looking to the left at the screen that they have up so I could see her. And he scooted forward to stand up, and his knee hit me in my eye and gave me a black eye.
Oh, my God.
Ouch.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. That's tragic. And there's nothing. They're accidents. So, you mm-hmm. can't be mad.
Yeah.
He wasn't a violent person.
I wasn't mad at him. But
no, I know. Yeah. That sucks. Black eye and a vape pen dent in your head. Shelly?
Yay.
Concert catastrophe. What happened?
It was quite a long time ago, but I went to go see the Beastie Boys at an arena.
Oof.
In Dallas. Yeah. And I got really super baked on the way there. And it took us about 3 hours to find our car afterwards. It was such a nightmare. It was like three levels to this grandiose parking structure, and you're like crying.
Because you just, when a concert's over,
you want to get out. Yeah, but
it's over.
But 3 hours after the concert, there's got to be only four cars left in the parking lot.
She's still just like, is that ours? Wait, who drove?
This is prior to the days where you could like click beep beep. You know what I mean? So like, you couldn't even do that.
Yeah, no Uber. There's no way to just get out.
Yeah.
The weed was stronger back then, too.
And it was Texas weed, so yes, it was
definitely. Oh, yeah, okay. I imagine so. Thank you, Shelly. Jessica?
Yay.
Concert catastrophe. What happened?
So I was 20 years old, and we went to a country concert, and we were tailgating pretty hard, and my friend got thrown into detox. And so I decided to self-admit myself so she wasn't alone in there, and I missed the whole concert.
What a good friend. Oh, my God.
Shut up.
I volunteer as tribute.
What?
Take me.
Do not what?
No, it's good. She got to miss the country show. It's a win-win.
Oh, I guess. But it's like, I had a girl. I was going to see Whitesnake at Red Rocks.
Oh.
And then it started to rain, and she didn't bring any rain gear. So, like, she was, like, cold. So I had to take her out to the car. And then I came back up, and they're like,
you can't come back in.
Yeah, there's no re-entry. So I got to hear Whitesnake from a distance, just wafting up the mountain. It's not as bad as missing a country concert. Marjorie.
Yay.
Concert catastrophe. What happened?
First time in Pitt this summer for Dave Matthews Band, my favorite band, and you line up for it. You sit there for like 3 hours to get your spot. First song comes on. This woman stands right in front of me. I politely am like, hey, can you move? Please move. I can't see. Turns around, starts yelling at me in the middle of a show, throws a beer on me, makes a huge scene, cuss words I can't say on air. Then she starts to tell us all, I'm on mushrooms, I've lost all of my friends, you don't know what I'm going through. So it was a full mental breakdown while I'm like third row lineup of Pitt.
And you have to listen to Dave Matthews. Ew.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Okay, so is anybody geek out on AI at all?
A little.
You do, like, what do you do?
I guess like ChatGPT
What do you do on ChatGPT? Just talk to it? Because I know people who talk to it.
No, I won't do that.
Just throughout the day, like as a as a companion?
Yes.
Mm.
Can you talk to it? I've typed to it.
Yeah.
I've typed it. I've just had it write like lyrics.
I don't know about ChatGPT, but I know the Google one you can. I think it's Gemini. You can have like a full conversation with it. Mm.
Did you know you can have it like go to, say, a website? Say, hey, check out this website. I don't know if ChatGPT, different ones do it, but like summarize this for me real quick. Or check out this email and tell, just give me the highlights.
Wow.
So if your boss tends to write you that 14-page thing, and you're like, oh my God, we're so
screwed. They mention how they're on a safari and you just...
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you're just... I just got that. and then it just summarizes it in like three sentences.
Wow.
And you're like, this is incredible. The girl who was in... It's based on the video game that's got Pascal in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The zombie one.
Yeah, she's in a commercial where she uses it on her phone.
Oh.
She like runs into a dude and she's like, hey, AI, like who, what's the name of the guy I had coffee with? What? And it's like, you had coffee this day on this day.
Or
like,
wow.
And then she, in another one, she's like, the boss is coming towards her and like, did you read my email? And she's like, and then it's summer. Yeah, I love the part where you talked about blah. And it's like, because at the top, it just tells you a
like
quick
bullet
summary
points or whatever.
Of what.
Interesting.
Is in that email.
That's really cool. I think I've seen people use it like if they're in class at a lecture, you could just turn it on and be like, just listen to what the professor, yeah, and then tell me what it is. Yeah. I saw the video I had, the guy was eating chicken in the class, so then he didn't have to take notes. So I don't know.
So I entered into AI song lyrics of popular songs.
Same.
And said, could you summarize the plot
of
these
songs.
Okay.
And so...
Oh, I did use AI. Sorry.
Yeah.
I did use AI for All of Us.
You did?
Yeah. I had it look at our Instagram page and describe Roast Us based on our Instagrams.
And was it...
It's hilarious.
How come we haven't seen that?
Well, you don't really get on Instagram. T-Hack saw it.
Yeah,
I saw it.
Our followers saw it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could you every once in a while just wake me up and show me things?
Sorry. Yeah.
Okay, so I thought we could have a little contest. I don't know how this is going to go, and I'm cold reading these because I just started doing these. So, like, here's what I want you to do. I want you to scream.
Ah!
I need you to scream, like, T-Hack, or just go, I got it.
Okay, all right.
Because we have to guess the song based on... Okay.
Like, for example... This song captures the intense emotions of a passionate but complicated summer romance. The narrator is caught up in a whirlwind of desire and emotional turmoil. Describing the relationship as thrilling.
Got it.
Okay. What is it?
Cruel Summer, Taylor Swift.
Wow.
What? There's a Swiftie in the room.
Yeah.
You said summer. It's a song.
I know,
summer,
but
right?
Still, there's other... You're saying that's the only song with summer in it?
No, probably not. That was my guess.
All right.
They feel deeply attracted to their partner, comparing the situation to a risky game where the devil rolls the dice. Would you have got it there?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay. Now, they're not all current.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, good to know. Good to know.
I just wanted you to know that I moved around a little bit. This song is about a strong, independent woman who's unstoppable and fierce.
Is it not Unstoppable by Sia? Dang.
She faces challenges in a world filled with chaos, but she rises above it all, confidently pursuing her path. Though she may feel lonely at times, her inner fire and strength make her stand out.
Got it.
What is it?
Is it Miss Independent?
Now it's open to either of you, since you're both...
I was thinking that one, too.
Yeah. Kelly Clarkson!
Stronger.
Kelly Clarkson!
He's doing 40-year-old...
Yeah, I know.
Though she may feel lonely at times, her inner fire and strength make her stand out, empowering...
Is this,
Are you saying you know it, or can I keep reading?
I don't know. Is it Alicia Keys?
Alicia Keys what?
I don't remember the... What's...
Got it.
I don't remember the name of the song.
What is it?
Girl on Fire.
It is Alicia Keys. Girl on Fire by Alicia Keys.
Wow, okay. Joint point there.
But so it's what, 1.5 to 1/2?
No, yeah. I don't know. Why do we always have to be pitted against each other?
There has been so much competition in this room lately.
I like it.
I'm burnt out.
I like Erin too much to be too competitive with her.
This song describes a carefree night of partying, drinking, and escaping daily struggles. The protagonist feels weighed down by life's responsibilities, such as working hard at a 9-to-5 job and
Dolly Parton 9-to-5.
What?
Dolly Parton 9-to-5. I don't know.
Tipsy, a bar song, Shaboozy.
You're going up against a DJ and he's smoking you.
Yeah, that's fine.
2.5.
That makes sense. I have to know what songs are called and
stuff.
Play
them. You don't. I only did 4 songs, so this will be the last one. By the way, text in if you've known these, or you can jump in. I should have said that at the beginning. 51059. This song reflects on change and the feelings of nostalgia, isolation, and longing. The lyrics express a sense of something lost, a shift in relationships and life. The singer feels stuck, held back by forces beyond
control. Is this not like every single song ever?
The singer feels... Are you saying you have a guess or
no.
not?
Yeah.
Every song ever. No? Okay.
Tiag wins with 3.5 points. That's not it. That's pretty good, though. The singer feels stuck, held back by forces beyond control, like gravity. There's a desire to reconnect, but also an acknowledgement that things will never be the same as they once were. The song touches on themes of loneliness, family dynamics, and the realization that life has moved on in ways that can't be undone.
Ooh.
That's so generic. Wow. I don't know.
That was it? That's all of it? I don't know that I even have a guess.
I'm not going to say the answer.
Oh, no.
If somebody gets it right, you really don't know.
No.
You've seen this person live in concert.
Oh, I know.
Probably more than once.
Of course I know. I think I know.
Say got it then.
Got it.
Who?
I think I know a con. Stick Season.
Wow.
Oh, come on.
Here's the thing. How about if anybody gets it, we'll play the song. Not next, but the next song after that. If anybody guesses it,
okay.
At 51059, we'll play it next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, so we're playing a little game called Song Summaries. It's AI basically summarizing the lyrics of a song. Do I have to read the whole thing again?
Yeah, in case you missed it. Yeah, because we couldn't get it.
Because people are texting in. Text into 51059 if you think you know what this is. Somebody did guess it right.
Mm-hmm.
This song reflects on a change in feelings of nostalgia, isolation, and longing. You guys know what it is now. Does it make sense yet?
Yeah.
The lyrics express a sense of something lost, a shift in relationships in life. The singer feels stuck, held back by forces beyond control, like gravity.
That part threw me off.
Is there a gravity lyric in there?
I don't remember there being one, but
There has to be.
It's very specific, for sure.
There's a desire to reconnect, but also an acknowledgement that things will never be the same as they once were. The song touches on themes of loneliness.
Oh, gravity is the second line.
There you go.
Wow.
The song touches on themes of loneliness, family dynamics.
Aqua Barbie Girl. No?
You already know the answer. Family dynamics and the realization that life has moved on in ways that can't be undone. A couple of you texted correct. It's this man, Harry Styles, As It Was.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There's an interesting... I don't know, mental exercise going around on the internet.
Yeah.
It's basically, we hear these things, these exercises all the time where it's like, if you had a time machine, what would you do? And it's like, oh, go kill Hitler. Okay, great.
Right.
But when? Like when he's a baby? Like that's so weird, whatever. Like, I don't know. So some of those are just real hard. And then like, who knows if you killed him, if somebody would have been worse.
Right.
Like somebody would have been way better at their job and killed way more people and like, ugh.
Is that the butterfly effect?
That's what I was just thinking.
Is that what that's what that means?
Well, I mean, the butterfly effect is like, you just don't know what a tiny thing could make a massive impact on things.
Yeah, a principle in chaos theory that describes how small events can have large consequences.
A butterfly flaps its wings and it changes like the air pressure in that tiny little area for 1 second, but that one singular moment could then change your, like, and then all of a sudden there's
create,
a storm
like
and it
an
turns into a tropical storm and
yeah.
like a hurricane bears down and kills 3,000 people. It's like, but if that butterfly just sat still, maybe.
I see. So if you go back and change one little thing, it could make the present
a massive difference. 100%.
And you just think, well, I know this guy is bad, so I'll go get rid of him. And it's like, yeah, but you don't, you create a vacuum. A bad guy was probably going to rise up at some point anyway. And did was Hitler rising up the best possible scenario considering other possible scenarios? Could there have been a way worse, like way more effective, way more into meth, like whatever?
Yeah, you just you'll never know.
Yeah.
There's no way to calculate all that.
Because it's kind of coming out. We're really trying to do something different, but it's kind of coming out that like the Nazis were way into drugs.
Oh, really?
Like, they were, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's like a history of crystal meth. Crystal meth, when it first came out, was like an alternative to caffeine.
Yeah, wasn't it just to like help soldiers stay awake or something?
The German armies were on it. That's how they conquered so fast. Yeah. It's like they methed up the tank drivers and they just drove straight through France in like 3 days and killed everybody. And like, how'd they do that?
How'd they get here
so fast? They never pulled over. It's like, they didn't.
Oh, wow.
And everyone's like, well, Hitler was methed up. Well, it turns out he was actually just on painkillers. So if he'd been methed up, it might have been even worse. He was into like the morphine and they were into meth. So if we like we kill Hitler and then there's a worse version.
Well, and imagine you drink your coffee, you've got your energy drinks. Like what would happen if it was meth in there? If it never changed. If it never changed.
I'm saying meth was very widely accepted for a long time. They're just like, oh no, this helps with your sinuses.
We got a large frappe here, extra meth. For John.
Anyway.
Two pumps.
What flavor would go good with meth, do you think? Wild berry, I feel. Okay, so that's not the time machine exercise we're doing today.
Okay.
Having just wasted 3 minutes of everyone's time. Never mind, do over. No, but okay, so you have a time machine.
Yeah.
We've kind of done this one too. You go back in time, but only to your own past. And then we go back there and we go, oh, I'm going to change one thing.
Yeah.
Which again, butterfly effect.
Right.
Oh, I will ask April Sacha out, but then it's like, then Noah and Mia never, like, it's just.
Right. And then you would have followed her to Tucson or whatever, and your life would be completely different. Who knows?
100%. So this is just a time machine back in time to your own life to watch or relive one thing. You can't change it, though. So would you just go back and try to watch something that hurt you and then try to get a better perspective on it and go, oh. Man, I was putting way too much. Or would you go back to just an incredible?
I think so. What comes to mind for me is like I go back to when I met my wife for the first time, but I would not want to watch it because it would be too
painful.
Too painful.
Because you're an idiot.
I was so awkward. I was cringy. I would hate.
You were throwing playing cards at her.
I was just trying to flirt with her.
But
we had
really
talked a little bit.
Would you not want to watch that though? It's a meet cute.
I don't know. Like now
it's
it is.
It's only a meet cute because she
because
saw something
out.
In him.
Yeah.
Because like,
but
I would think.
Exactly. What if he were to go back and watch it and be like even more grateful now?
Yeah. I mean, I'd be like, hey, I am kind of cute when I'm chucking playing cards at her instead of, there's no way.
So that's your moment though?
No, that's what comes to mind, but okay. I don't think I'd want to relive that again. What I would want to do, there's another moment I've talked about it before, but I remember just starting off in my career. We had just gotten married or were about to get married or whatever. We were together. And I remember telling my wife, we were at a mall in Portland, Oregon, random place.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying something about, well, you know, when I'm successful, then things will be different, basically, is what I was saying. And she was like, what are you talking? You are successful. And I'll never forget when she said that to me. And I would want to go back to relive it. And I'd want to pay more attention to what I was saying. Just pay more attention to all the details.
What store you were by?
Because it
that
floored
was
you so hard, and you weren't meant you like you hadn't warmed up mentally for it.
Right,
so
I didn't
it
know.
Was impactful,
it was just
but
a little
not,
bomb that went off.
Yeah, so I remember that moment, but I would want to go back and try to soak in more of that moment. I guess more of the details, so I could tell the story better, so I could remember it better. That does that make sense?
Wow.
Yeah. I think that's a good one.
I don't even want to answer now.
I don't know how to answer.
You really don't?
No.
Can I get weird?
Yeah.
How old were you when your dad died?
I was 8. So I don't really
so you
have,
don't have
like
huge memories of like that one time we were at a beach and I held his hand or like
no.
Wow.
But would you want to go back so you could now maybe gain some of that? Like if you could go back and see it?
Sure, but like if I had to put in
one moment.
Well, yeah, exactly. Mm. How do I pick a date, like a random
without knowing there was like, oh, we were at Applebee's and he ordered me an extra ice cream or
well, maybe that's part of it. Maybe it doesn't need to be specific. I've seen this thing where it's like when you get home from work and my kids are still little and it can be hectic or whatever, but it's like imagine you just time traveled in the past 15 years. Your kids are little again. They're running up to you. They still want to see you, even though it is the present moment. It's like pretend you're from the future and you get to live this one more. I'm going to cry. You get to live this day, just this regular day that you're taking for granted. So maybe for Aaron, maybe if it's just,
whoa,
I just want to go back and just live a day.
That dude.
That is yeah.
I think that's to me. Oh my God. Okay. Everybody in this room is about to break down. So I just, you just said the time travel equivalent of the thing, that statement that changed my life like a couple months ago, where it was like, I don't even remember who said it, but they were like, imagine somebody came and stole everything you have from you right now.
Mm.
And you're like, oh God. And then you got it back.
Yeah.
And you're like, how would you feel? And you're like, oh my God, I just got all my stuff back. And it's like, you already have it.
Wow. Yeah.
Everybody acts, the only time we're grateful for what we have is if we think somebody took it away.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
For sure.
Yeah.
And like you could, I think we just, honest to God, we leave it. Let's all go have a good cry.
Please.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I understand you're not making any money. But it's still a side hustle.
Okay, tell the whole world that.
I don't mean here. Okay, she's also making no money here either. But the good thing is you have lots of titles.
You're a rock star.
Oh my God.
You ever taken that to the water company? Do you know who you're billing?
Oh my God.
Oh, it's so dark.
I just want to say, for the last few days,
no thoughts, just sounds.
We're just, and especially since like TAC, we just, okay, here's some behind the scenes stuff. TAC comes into the room, goes out of the room. He's the hardest working man.
Oh, absolutely.
You go out and record traffic and do other things too, but like
he has like strong timelines or like a deadline set, whatever.
When you leave the room, a lot of times Aaron and I just have other conversations like, hey, should we talk about this story in the news or should we talk about that? For the last few days, we literally just go, we don't even talk to each other. No. I all of a sudden she's like, huh. And I'm like, huh. And then she's like, and we're just,
oh wow,
full on feral cave people.
I thought something's wrong with the mics. I've been tweaking. I'm like, what's that sound I keep hearing?
Just in here. We literally made that version of it. Her version is my favorite one because like, it's so high, and we're just like. Because I can't. Something's not right.
Something's weird.
Something's not right.
And you guys are almost, it seems like you're like synced up in your something's not rightness, whatever that
well,
is.
Well, I mean,
like,
we are both Aries, but.
Yeah, and then you both come in and it seems like you're both like tired on the same, it's like you guys weren't together or anything, but it's like, oh man, last night. And you're like, I know, right? And like, but you were just at home. You're synced up in your disgruntledness. Yeah,
I guess. It could also be we have some deadly virus that we both got at the same time. I'm like, yesterday,
yeah,
I was only got to work because of autopilot amounts of tired.
Oh no.
I was asleep for a chunk.
Wow. I wasn't quite to that point.
I was narcoleptic.
Oh, but
wow.
And then I don't know.
Yeah, because this has happened a couple of times where we're like, how you feeling, bud? And then you go dark for a while and you've fallen asleep again.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, when I get COVID or whatever.
Thankfully, you're normally home when it happens. Yes. You're never like in line at Starbucks. But.
Right. I don't do. But the last couple of times I've had something COVID-esque, I don't even tell. Who, do you test anymore?
No.
Do you care?
No.
You're like, no, this feels terrible. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be through it in a few days. But yeah, I'll just like, I'll walk around the house, I'll do stuff, and I'm like, ooh, I'm going to sit down and read this art. And then I get up and it's tomorrow. And I'm like, what? What?
Yeah.
What?
That was a boring article.
Anyway, Aaron has yet another hat.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm trying to be a productive member to society and stop doing this dread stuff. So I want to be helpful.
The show's trying to be better.
Yeah.
TX trying to be better.
Absolutely.
I'm not trying to be better, but two-thirds means majority.
Yeah.
I've even started reading again. Can you believe it?
I love that. Yeah. What are you reading?
I have a book that I've been working on forever. It's called The 48 Laws of Power. I'm sure you've probably heard it.
Nice.
Just audiobook, man. You want to read?
Yeah, I think it's good for me. So it's part of just my change. I'm finally like getting back to it. But now I don't even know what law
Where
I'm on.
Where are you when
That's
you read?
Okay.
Just like on the couch in the mornings. Just I like my son wakes me up and I come down and I used to just get on social media and scroll and just get in a bad mood. And so I'm like, I'm just going to read. I'm just going to not do that.
Wow.
I love that. You should read too. Yeah.
I can't.
I almost forgot how. It's been so long.
Fully narcoleptic, you know, like right now.
Rio, what's this word?
I would, if I sat down and read the 48 lies, I would get to four.
Okay. What about...
Yeah. I need more books. So I'm open to all books.
The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F. For
okay,
sure do that
I've heard
one.
Of that one. You just mentioned a book, the Wherever You Are, Wherever You Go, There You Are, yes. or something like that. Yeah. I want to read
Rick
stuff
Rubin
like that.
Actually recommends that book. Okay. And he's like my new spirit animal.
Cool.
Gotcha.
Okay. And so is Jay Shetty.
I'm currently reading The Divine Comedy, so that's where I'm at in life.
We suggest you all turn the radio off and go curl up with a book.
But we're all trying to
Two
be better.
Out of three of us are trying to get better.
Yeah.
And Aaron,
I want to get better.
She decided, this is one of the stupidest things she's ever said.
No.
She was like, I'm going to do something good. I'm going to give a kidney away. And I was like, you're dumb. You're not doing that.
No,
that's stupid.
That was a lot.
And you're not doing that.
I cannot.
Correct.
I would get denied.
Correct. So you found a different outlet.
I did.
You found another guy to take your kidney?
What do you want off of here?
He's in the alley just over here.
She just stands on a street corner in a trench coat and opens it up and says, whatever's in here, you can have.
You got it.
Yeah, take it.
No, I found an app called Be My Eyes. And basically what it is, it's an app for blind people. So they make...
What?
They make video calls and they basically ask for help. And it might be like, hey, can you tell me which tie is blue? Which tie is what? Can you point out where the whole milk is in this? I don't know what they're called at the store. The
cooler?
Yes.
Okay, you're going to do great. Oh my God. If I'm a blind person and I'm like, thank God I've got help. And then it's just like,
it's me.
No, I just need.
So I downloaded the app. I signed up. And it turns out, hold on, I'm opening it now.
What's it called again?
Be My Eyes.
Okay.
This is a real thing. Yeah. This isn't a scam.
No, it's a real thing.
Blind people know about it?
Yes. There are 703,842 blind members. And there are 7,777,562 volunteers. So if I get a phone call, I will abandon
ship.
You'll
bounce out of the studio.
Absolutely.
So it's like a FaceTime call?
Yeah.
Wow. And so how do you know it's from them? It's just the app.
You get an alert from the app. It's
I see. Okay.
It's like answer.
Yeah.
And they're like, which one's the orange crayon? And you're like, this one.
Sure.
And that's it.
Yeah.
But what would they do?
I don't know.
But what
if
they're doing something nefarious?
Then you can report them. I don't know.
It seems like a great idea.
I think that's a great. I like how there's so many volunteers.
Yeah.
Like that's heartwarming.
Let's get behind that. Why are there so many? Why are there so many more?
Because there are good people out there still.
No, they're trying to pretend to be good while still being nefarious.
Hmm.
We need like 6 million people to stop volunteering.
Yeah.
On that site.
Delete your account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, delete your account immediately so Aaron has a chance. And no, you don't have to leave the room. We all want to, like, if it happens while we're on the show.
Yeah, I want to be a part of it. I want to see it happen. Okay.
We're going to set up a little thing in the studio. We'll like we have sound effects in the studio that like go off. Like if we know somebody's from Florida, we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So if the app calls, the sound effect will be...
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story that's not as much stupid as it is stupendous. What is the name of this thing?
Stories of stupendous stupidity.
There it is. Mine's just stupendous. It's like an indentured servant escapes. It's going to make, it's going to be heroic and great.
I can't wait to be let down. My story is, I didn't think that this could be so divisive. I literally have some in my studio right now.
Oh, you're not going to tell us. That's why it's a tease.
Oh, no.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A couple of dudes in Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Come on!
I don't know what accent they have. They got in a fight.
Wait, what is Illinois?
It's Chicago. Chicago.
Yeah.
And okay. they would come to the Iowa schools and they always say class.
Class.
We got class.
We got class, yeah.
We got class.
Yeah, okay. Chicago.
We got to go to class.
We got sunglasses and we're driving at night.
There you go. Oh,
yeah, that's good.
Some Blues Brothers. You're welcome.
Some dudes got in a fight after, a very heated argument over a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Peanut butter. We're having a peanut butter fight.
Yes. I guess someone made the sandwich in a really messy way, and the other guy was like, this is not acceptable.
No!
How dare you? So he grabbed the knife and ended up.
A knife?
Well, yeah, you need a knife to make peanut butter and jelly. Yeah, so he left the one that was on the counter.
Especially if you're cutting the crusts off.
True. So he grabbed the butter knife and stabbed the other man five times, including in his hip, his back, his arm, and his shoulder.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. Did he go to jail?
The one guy went to the hospital under pretty serious conditions. The other dude, the one that did the stabbing, he's had over five other incidents over the past 18 months. So I wonder if you can get peanut butter in commissary, because that's... Take it away.
They came and took him away in a jiff.
Damn, Skippy.
Oof. Right?
P&J, peanut butter in jail. Good morning, everybody. Sorry. My story is out of South Korea. I love just floating it past to see if Aaron's going to let me do
tense.
It. guests in a hotel in South Korea were horrified to see an indentured servant escaping from the hotel.
Oh, no.
Okay, they weren't horrified. It was actually a beautiful thing.
Huh?
I'm so confused.
It was a Roomba.
Oh.
It found its way out of the lobby.
Freedom!
Really?
Don't be so free, Roomba!
It has no natural predators. It'll be safe.
Can we just have some time to
pour one out for the Roomba?
The broom and the mop are cheering and go!
Go, you
live our dream! Do it for us! Make
we'll
us proud!
You.
I don't really honestly have any more of this story than that. To the free Roomba.
You're here.
We're all the stupid people we can find. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, so we're playing a little game called Song Summaries. It's AI basically summarizing the lyrics of a song. Do I have to read the whole thing again?
Yeah, in case you missed it. Yeah, because we couldn't get it.
Because people are texting in. Text into 51059 if you think you know what this is. Somebody did guess it right.
Mm-hmm.
This song reflects on a change in feelings of nostalgia, isolation, and longing. You guys know what it is now. Does it make sense yet?
Yeah.
The lyrics express a sense of something lost, a shift in relationships in life. The singer feels stuck, held back by forces beyond control, like gravity.
That part threw me off.
Is there a gravity lyric in there?
I don't remember there being one, but
There has to be. AI is pretty...
It's very specific, for sure.
There's a desire to reconnect, but also an acknowledgement that things will never be the same as they once were. The song touches on themes of loneliness.
Oh, gravity is the second line.
There you go.
Mm. Wow.
The song touches on themes of loneliness, family dynamics.
Aqua Barbie Girl. No? Oh.
You already know the answer! Family dynamics and the realization that life has moved on in ways that can't be undone. A couple of you texted correct. It's this man, Harry Styles, As It Was.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There's an interesting, I don't know, mental exercise going around on the internet.
Yeah.
It's basically, we hear these things, these exercises all the time where it's like, if you had a time machine, what would you do? And it's like, go kill Hitler. Okay, great.
Right.
But when? Like when he's a baby? Like that's so weird, whatever. Like, I don't know. So some of those are just real hard. And then like, who knows if you killed him, if somebody would have been worse.
Right.
Like somebody would have been way better at their job and killed way more people and like, ugh.
Is that the butterfly effect?
That's what I was just thinking.
Is that what that's what that means?
Well, I mean, the butterfly effect is like, you just don't know what a tiny thing could make a massive impact on things.
Yeah, a principle in chaos theory that describes how small events can have large consequences.
A butterfly flaps its wings and it changes like the air pressure in that tiny little area for 1 second, but that one singular moment could then change your, like, and then all of a sudden there's a storm,
like,
and it turns into a tropical storm, and
like
a hurricane bears down and kills 3,000 people. It's like, but if that butterfly just sat still, maybe.
I see. Mm-hmm. So if you go back and change one little thing, it could make the present
a massive difference. 100%.
And you just think, well, I know this guy is bad, so I'll go get rid of him. And it's like, yeah, but you create a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
A bad guy was probably going to rise up at some point anyway. And was Hitler rising up the best possible scenario, considering other possible scenarios? Could there have been a way worse, like way more effective, way more into meth, like whatever?
Yeah, you'll never know.
Yeah.
There's no way to calculate all that.
Because it's kind of coming out. We're really trying to do something different, but it's kind of coming out that like the Nazis were way into drugs.
Oh, really?
Like, they were, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's like a history of crystal meth. Crystal meth, when it first came out, was like an alternative to caffeine.
Yeah, wasn't it just to like help soldiers stay awake or something?
The German armies were on it. That's how they conquered so fast. Yeah. It's like they methed up the tank drivers and they just drove straight through France in like 3 days and killed everybody. And like, how'd they do that?
How'd they get here so fast?
They never pulled over. It's like, well, they didn't.
Oh, wow.
And everybody's like, well, Hitler was methed up. Well, it turns out he was actually just on painkillers. So if he'd been methed up, it might have been even worse. He was into like the morphine and they were into meth. So if we kill Hitler and then there's a worse version.
Well, and imagine you drink your coffee, you've got your energy drinks. Like, what would happen if it was meth in there? if it never changed?
I'm saying meth was very widely accepted for a long time. They're just like, oh no, this helps with your sinuses.
We got a large frappe here, extra meth. For John?
Anyway.
Two pumps.
What flavor would go good with meth, do you think? Wild berry, I feel. Okay, so that's not the time machine exercise we're doing today.
Okay.
having just wasted 3 minutes of everyone's time. Never mind. Do over. No, but okay. So you have a time machine.
Yeah.
We've kind of done this one too. You go back in time, but only to your own past. And then we go back there and we go, oh, I'm going to change one thing.
Yeah.
Which again, butterfly effect.
Right.
Oh, I will ask April Sacha out, but then it's like, then Noah and Mia never, like, it's just.
Right. And then you would have followed her to Tucson or whatever, and your life would be completely different. Who knows?
100%. So this is just a time machine back in time to your own life to watch or relive one thing. You can't change it, though. So would you just go back and try to watch something that hurt you and then try to get a better perspective on it and go, oh, man, I was putting way too much. Or would you go back to just an incredible.
I think so. What comes to mind for me is like I go back to when I met my wife for the first time, but I would not want to watch it because it would be too
painful.
Too painful.
Because you're an idiot.
I was so awkward. I was cringy. I would hate.
You were throwing playing cards at her.
I was. I was just trying to flirt with her.
But we had really talked
about it. Would you not want to watch that though? It's a meet cute.
I don't know. Like now
it's
it
only
is,
a meet cute because she saw something
out.
In him.
Yeah.
Because like,
but
I would think.
Exactly. What if he were to go back and watch it and be like, even more grateful now.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, I'd be like, hey, I am kind of cute when I'm chucking playing cards at her instead of, no, there's no way.
So that's your moment, though?
No, that's what comes to mind, but okay. I don't think I'd want to relive that again. What I would want to do, there's another moment, I've talked about it before, but I remember just starting off in my career, we had just gotten married or we're about to get married or whatever, we were together, and I remember telling my wife, we were at a mall in Portland, Oregon, random place, and I was saying something about, well, you know, when I'm successful, then things will be different, basically, is what I was saying. And she was like, what are you talking? You are successful. And I'll never forget when she said that to me, and I would want to go back to relive it, and I'd want to pay more attention to what I was saying, pay more attention to all the details.
What store you were by.
Because it floored you so hard.
Uh-huh.
And you weren't meant, you hadn't warmed up mentally for it.
Right, I
so
didn't know.
So it was impactful,
it was just
but
a
not,
little bomb that
yeah.
went off.
Yeah, so I remember that moment, but I would want to go back and try to soak in more of that moment, I guess. More of the details, so I could tell the story better, so I could remember it better. Does that make sense?
Wow.
Yeah. I think that's a good one.
I don't even want to answer now.
I don't know how to answer.
You really don't?
No.
Can I get weird?
Yeah.
How old were you
Are
when
you
your
not?
Dad died?
I was 8. So I don't really
so you
have,
don't have
like
huge memories of like that one time we were at a beach and I held his hand or like.
No.
Wow.
But would you want to go back so you could now maybe gain some of that? Like if you could go back and see it?
Sure, but like if I had
it?
To
how do you
put
pick
in
one moment.
Well, yeah, exactly. Mm. How do I pick a date, like a random
without
date?
Knowing there was like, oh, we were at Applebee's and he ordered me an extra ice cream or.
Well, maybe that's part of it. Maybe it doesn't need to be specific. I've seen this thing where it's like, when you get home from work, and God, my kids are still little, and it can be hectic or whatever, but it's like, imagine you just time traveled in the past 15 years. Your kids are little again. They're running up to you. They still want to see you, even though it is the present moment. It's like, pretend you're from the future, and you get to live this one more. I'm going to cry. You get to live this day, just this regular day that you're taking for granted. So maybe for Aaron, maybe if it's just,
whoa.
I just want to go back and just live a day.
That, dude.
That is, yeah.
I think that's, to me, oh my God. Okay. Everybody in this room is about to break down. So you just said the time travel equivalent of the thing, that statement that changed my life like a couple months ago, where it was like, I don't even remember who said it, but they were like, imagine somebody came and stole everything you have from you right now. And you're like, oh God. And then you got it back.
Yeah.
And you're like, how would you feel? And you're like, oh my God, I just got all my stuff back. And it's like, you already have it.
Wow. Yeah.
Everybody acts, the only time we're grateful for what we have is if we think somebody took it away.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
For sure.
Yeah.
And like you could, I think we just, honest to God, we leave it. Let's all go have a good cry.
Please.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I understand you're not making any money, but it's still a side hustle.
Okay, tell the whole world that.
I don't mean here. Okay, she's also making no money here either. But the good thing is you have lots of titles.
You're a rock star. Oh my
God. You ever taken that to the water company? Do you know who you're billing?
Oh my God.
Oh, it's so dark.
I just want to say, for the last few days,
no thoughts, just sounds.
We're just, and especially since, like, TAC, we just, okay, here's some behind the scenes stuff. TAC comes into the room, goes out of the room. He's the hardest working man.
Oh, here. Absolutely.
You go out and record traffic and do other things too, but like,
he has like strong timelines or like a deadline set, whatever.
When you leave the room, a lot of times Aaron and I just have other conversations like, hey, should we talk about this story in the news or should we talk about that? For the last few days, we literally just go, we don't even talk to each other. No. I all of a sudden she's like, huh. And I'm like, huh. And then she's like, and we're just, it's full on feral cave people.
I thought something's wrong with the mics. I've been tweaking. I'm like, what's that sound I keep hearing?
In here. We literally made that version of it. Her version is my favorite one because, like, it's so high, and we're just like, because I can't. Something's not right.
Something's weird.
Something's not right.
And you guys are almost, it seems like you're like synced up in your something's not rightness, whatever that is.
Well, I mean,
like,
we are both Aries, but.
And then you both come in and it seems like you're both like tired on the same, it's like you guys weren't together or anything, but it's like, oh man, last night. And you're like, I know, right? And it's like, but you were just at home. You're synced up in your disgruntledness. Yeah, but I guess.
It could also be we have some deadly virus that we both got at the same time. I'm like, yesterday,
yeah,
I was only got to work because of autopilot amounts of tired.
Oh no.
I was asleep for a chunk.
Wow. I wasn't quite to that point.
I was narcoleptic.
Oh, but
wow.
And then I don't know.
Yeah, because this has happened a couple of times where we're like, how you feeling, bud? And then you go dark for a while and you've fallen asleep again.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, when I get COVID or whatever.
Thankfully, you're normally home when it happens. Yes. You're never like in line at Starbucks.
Right. I don't do. But the last couple of times I've had something COVID-esque, I don't even tell. Do you test anymore?
No.
Do you care?
No.
You're like, no, this feels terrible. Who cares? I'll be through it in a few days. But yeah, I'll just like, I'll walk around the house, I'll do stuff, and I'm like, ooh, I'm going to sit down and read this art. And then I get up and it's tomorrow. And I'm like, what? What?
Yeah.
What?
That was a boring article.
Anyway, Aaron has yet another hat.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm trying to be a productive member to society and stop doing this dread stuff. So I want to be helpful.
The show's trying to be better.
Yeah.
TX trying to be better.
Absolutely.
I'm not trying to be better, but two thirds means majority.
Yeah.
I've even started reading again. Can you believe it?
I love that. Yeah. What are you reading?
I have a book that I've been working on forever. It's called The 48 Laws of Power. I'm sure you've probably heard it.
Nice.
Just audiobook, man. You want to read?
Yeah, I think it's good for me. So it's part of just my change. I'm finally like getting back to it. But now I don't even know what law
I'm
on.
Where are you when you read?
That's okay.
Just like on the couch in the mornings. Just like my son wakes me up and I come down, and I used to just get on social media and scroll and just get in a bad mood. And so I'm like, I'm just going to read. I'm just going to not do that.
Wow.
I love that. You should read too.
I can't.
I almost forgot how. It's been so long.
Fully narcoleptic, you know, like right now.
Rio, what's this word?
I would, dude, you know, I would, if I sat down and read the 48 lies, I would get to four.
Okay. What about...
Yeah. Well, I need more book. I need more books. So I'm open to all books.
The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F. I've heard of that one.
You just mentioned a book, the Wherever You Are, Wherever You Go, There You Are, or something like that. Yeah. I want to read
Rick
stuff
Rubin
like that.
Actually recommends that book. Okay. And he's like my new spirit animal.
Cool.
Gotcha.
Okay. And so is Jay Shetty.
I'm currently reading The Divine Comedy, so that's where I'm at in life.
We suggest you all turn the radio off and go curl up with a book.
But we're all trying to
Two out of three of us are trying to get better.
Yeah.
And Erin,
I want to get better.
She decided, this is one of the stupidest things she's ever said.
No.
She was like, I'm going to do something good. I'm going to give a kidney away. And I was like, you're dumb. You're not doing that.
No, that's
stupid.
That was a lot.
And you're not doing that.
I cannot.
Correct.
I would get denied.
Correct. But. So you found a different outlet.
I did.
You found another guy to take your kidney?
What do you want off of here?
He's in the alley just over here.
She just stands on a street corner in a trench coat and opens it up and says, whatever's in here, you can have.
You got it.
Yeah, take it.
No, I found an app called Be My Eyes. And basically what it is, it's an app for blind people. So they make video calls and they basically ask for help. And it might be like, hey, can you tell me which tie is blue? Which tie is what? Can you point out where the whole milk is in this? I don't know what they're called at the store. The
cooler?
Yes.
Okay, you're going to do great. Oh my God. If I'm a blind person and I'm like, thank God I've got help. And then it's just like,
it's me.
No, I just need.
So I downloaded the app. I signed up. And it turns out, hold on, I'm opening it now.
What's it called again?
Be My Eyes.
Okay.
This is a real thing. Yeah. This isn't a scam.
No, it's a real thing.
Blind people know about it?
Yes. There are 703,842 blind members.
And
there are 7,777,562 volunteers. So if I get a phone call, I will abandon
ship. You'll bounce out of the studio.
Absolutely.
So it's like a FaceTime call?
Yeah.
Wow. And so how do you know it's from them? It's just from the app.
You get an alert from the app.
I see. Okay.
It's like answer.
Yeah.
And they're like, which one's the orange crayon? And you're like, this one.
Sure.
And that's it.
Yeah.
But what would they do?
I don't know.
But what if they're doing something nefarious?
Then you can report them. I don't know.
Like a great idea.
I think that's a great story. I like how there's so many volunteers.
Yeah.
Like that's heartwarming.
Let's get behind that. Why are there so many? Why are there so many more?
Because there are good people out there still.
No, they're trying to pretend to be good while still being nefarious. We need like 6 million people to stop volunteering.
Yeah.
On that site.
Delete your account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, delete your account immediately so Aaron has a chance. And no, you don't have to leave the room. We all if it happens while we're on the show.
Yeah, I want to be a part of it. I want to see it happen. Okay.
We're going to set up a little thing in the studio. We'll like we have sound effects in the studio that like go off. Like if we know somebody's from Florida, we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So if the app calls, the sound effect will be.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story that's not as much stupid as it is stupendous. What is the name of this thing?
Stories of stupendous stupidity.
There it is. Mine's just stupendous. It's like an indentured servant escapes. It's going to make, it's going to be heroic and great.
I can't wait to be let down. My story is I didn't think that this could be so divisive. I literally have some in my studio right now.
Oh, you're not going to tell us. That's why it's a tease.
Oh, no.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A couple of dudes in Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Come on!
I don't know what accent they have. They got in a fight.
Wait, what is Illinois? Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah.
And
okay.
They would come to the Iowa schools and they always say class.
Class.
We got class.
We got class, yeah.
We got class.
Yeah, okay. Chicago.
We got to go to class.
We got sunglasses and we're driving at night.
There you go. Ooh.
That was good.
Some Blues Brothers. You're welcome.
Some dudes got in a fight after, a very heated argument over a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Peanut butter. We're having a peanut butter fight.
Yes. I guess someone made the sandwich in a really messy way, and the other guy was like, this is not acceptable.
No!
How dare you? So he grabbed the knife and ended up.
A knife?
Well, yeah, you need a knife to make peanut butter and jelly.
Oh,
so
yeah.
he he left the one that was on the counter.
Especially if you're cutting the crust off.
True. So he grabbed the butter knife and stabbed the other man 5 times, including in his hip, his back, his arm, and his shoulder.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. Did he go to jail?
The one guy went to the hospital under pretty serious conditions. The other dude, the one that did the stabbing, he's had over 5 other incidents over the past 18 months. So I wonder if you can get peanut butter in commissary, because take it away.
They came and took him away in a jiff.
Damn, Skippy.
Oof. Right?
PB&J, peanut butter in jail. more than everybody. Sorry. My story is out of South Korea. I love just floating it past to see if Aaron's going to let me do
tense.
It. guests in a hotel in South Korea were horrified to see an indentured servant escaping from the hotel.
Oh, no.
Okay, they weren't horrified. It was actually a beautiful thing.
Huh?
What?
I'm so confused.
It was a Roomba.
Oh.
It found its way out of the lobby.
Freedom! Really?
Don't be so free, Roomba!
It has no natural predators. It'll be safe.
Can we just... We just have some time to...
Pour one out for the Roomba.
The broom and the mop are cheering him. Go!
Go, you
live our dream! Do it for us! Make
we'll
us proud!
You.
I don't really honestly have any more of this story than that. To the free Roomba.
You're those here.
We're all the stupid people we can find. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.